Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We are back with another episode of Cyber Talk, another rock star CyberBacker on our show. Danny, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking. A bit cold where we are, but I think that's normal in the whole Philippines nowadays, right?
Yes, I totally agree.
All right. So, of course, we are here to talk to you, to get to know more about you and how everything's been with CyberBacker. So before we head on to that, though, Danny, how long have you been with CyberBacker?
I have been with CyberBacker for almost 3 months now. I actually just started last November last year.
Okay, so having an awesome start to the year then, going on your third month with CyberBacker. Now, also, as what your background says there, for everyone who can't see it, who's just listening on our Spotify, she's a part of growth, our growth backers division here at CyberBacker. Now, we're going to talk more about that later on, but can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to join CyberBacker, Danny?
Well, I actually resigned from my last job in 2018 and decided to take some time off from working. When I decided to go back to work, the pandemic happened, and it wasn't easy to look for a job at that time because it wasn't safe at all. So I decided to start my own business, and fortunately, I succeeded. I supplied food products such as pasta and sandwiches to convenience stores around Negros like Monsterific and some other local businesses as well. However, due to some personal circumstances, I lost my business. Something too personal happened to me, which led to poor decision-making, and ultimately, I had to close down. Months later, my aunt invited me to join her team in an insurance company. I agreed, and the opportunity seemed promising. However, as we all know, the insurance industry is commission-based, so recognizing the need for a more stable job, I decided to search online, and after a few months of applying, I landed a position here at CyberBacker.
So you've been through a lot for the past few years,
yes,
of having your own business experience right there, of course, also insurance, really went through a lot of growth for you as well, because God, imagine, it's totally different now handling your own business, insurance, now being a part of growth as well, a lot of growth. But again, I think it's very important to take all of the lessons from these, let's say, all of these experiences, right? Very, very important to who we can become in the future. Now, how did you find out about CyberBacker though?
I was actually just searching online, specifically on LinkedIn. And then I got curious about CyberBacker, and I searched it online about what it offers and what are the job positions. So then I decided to apply. At first, I applied last July, and I thought I didn't pass it. But come November, I received an email regarding my application, and here I am talking to you.
There we go. Now, already 3 months into the journey with CyberBacker, how's everything so far? What's it like being a growth backer here in CyberBacker?
Well, being part of the growth team is really pressuring, because since we are client based in our division, then you will actually be facing a lot of concerns or issues with regards to the clients. We have to cater to the clients' needs, but at first it was really very hard because I don't have any experience with the job, but then I am surrounded with a very supportive team, And so I was able to overcome those hard moments during my client's interaction.
Oh, yeah. But again, these are just part of growth, something that you can get used to. Am I right? It, with time. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Now, a lot of communication with clients, a lot of phone calls, I'm assuming here, not just phone calls, emails, texts as well. Am I right?
Yes, correct.
Gosh. Now, what's the most exciting part, though, about being part of growth?
Well, when I joined CyberBacker, I felt a little anxious because I didn't have experience working from home, nor did I have experience working online. Mm-hmm. So, however, when I learned that CyberBacker's core values include relationship, fun, growth, and wealth, I realized that I was not only given a job, but also the opportunity to learn, grow, and enjoy while earning at the same time. So being part of this family means more than just making money. It involves creating meaningful relationships, not only with our clients, but also with our colleagues. I believe that this builds a strong connection among us. With that connection, we can successfully perform our jobs, knowing that we have strong support from the team.
Gosh, I love that. And I too was a part of growth anyway, but everyone there is very welcoming. Everyone is very helpful, just a DM away, right? A message away, or a phone call away, a Zoom meeting away, if ever you have any needs or any problems that you need help with, especially when it comes to work, of course. Now, how about challenges, though? You mentioned earlier that this is really your first time to work virtually, work from home. Now, have you encountered any challenges so far?
Yes, there were some challenges at first. One thing was the fact that I don't have any experience with a job at all. And another is that since I am an introvert, I tend to be shy at first, and I find it hard to express how I truly feel, especially if I really don't know the person at all. But since I am surrounded by a very supportive people, I was able to manage it. And if you are not just sure about something, you can literally ask anyone from the team, and they will surely help you as much as they can.
Yes, absolutely. Again, just a DM, a message away, anyone that can help out. I mean, I think everyone is really willing to help out, because again, one of our core values, relationship, very, very important here in CyberBacker. Now, how do you see yourself growing and developing in growth in the near future, you think? Any plans that you have?
Well, I've actually grown a lot personally and professionally since the start of my journey. And I know that there's always more room to learn.
Of course.
And I'm excited about the lessons and skills the future holds. But my job pursuit isn't just about money. I'm dedicated to working hard and aiming high in my chosen field. And in the next months, I am hoping to see myself on top after all the hard work.
Building a career here in CyberBacker, probably retiring here too, is a possibility, a very strong possibility. Am I right?
Yes, that's
100%.
Correct.
Now, of course, you've been with CyberBacker for few months now, 3 months to be exact. For sure, there are people listening to us right now who are just starting their CyberBacker journey. Probably it's their first day, probably it's their first week or first month. What piece of advice would you be able to give those CyberBackers, Danny?
To the new CyberBackers, first of all, welcome to the family. It may not be easy at first, especially for those who don't have any experience, but always remember that you are not only given a job, but it's a whole package. You are also given a family that will help you, that will push you to become better, and a family that will cheer for you. So enjoy what you are doing, and money will just follow.
Absolutely agree with you there. Just enjoy the process as well. It's going to be, everything is difficult. So if, for example, if it's your first time, things like that, or you're not used to the environment, that's normal. It's going to be difficult at first, but get used to it. Time will be, of course, very important there, just getting used to the role that you're going to be in. Now, one last thing, we've been talking about this earlier, relationship. For sure, there have been people from your division that have helped you all throughout your journey with CyberBacker. Now, this is a time, would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show or any messages you'd like to send out?
Of course. I'm just really thankful that I am part of a very supportive team. To Sir Romeel, Miss Mitch, Miss Gia, Miss Tina, Sir Ems, Sir Jai, Miss Annie, and Miss Angela, thank you very much for all your help and support. To my colleagues, Aaron, thank you for all the help since day one. And to my batchmates, my brother and sister, Jason and Aki, thank you guys for pushing me that I can do it.
There we go. Now, Danny, we're very excited to see your continued success with CyberBacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about CyberBacker and how to become a growth backer, please don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Danny, thank you very much for being on the
show. Thank you
today.
So much for having me.
Thank you to all the listeners of CyberTalk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.